So good morning. Here I am at Adistana on the Tri Ratna International Retreat. You can hear a bunch of hubbub noises around me. I'm sitting at a campfire at breakfast time. Somebody's making some toast on the campfire. And I'm sitting here with Sally from Glasgow. She's eating porridge. Hi, Sally.
Hello.
So, Sally, tell me, what's been some of the highlights for your last few days here on the International Retreat?
Oh, there's been a lot of highlights. Springs to mind yesterday's talk in the morning about capitalism and a Buddhist perspective was amazing. I think one of the best talks I've heard for a long, long, long time. But also just the general positivity here on the site. It's been amazing. Apart from the weather, despite the weather, people have been really, you know, in good humour, which is great.
Yeah. People have been really... people have just been so forgiving about the rain, really, haven't they? It's a thing that nobody can do anything about. So there's just been a really lovely sense of people helping one another get past the discomfort.
Yes, absolutely. And the mud, which is very copious.
It's a feature.
And actually, it's becoming quite fun to tramp through the mud, now that it's not actively raining. And it's a lovely site. It's the first time I've been here. I'm really impressed with it. Yes.
Yeah, Adistana is a beautiful campus.
Yeah.
Talking about the mud, Vishuddhi Mati is doing some art appreciation workshops, and she gave them some homework yesterday, which was a large piece of paper, and they had to do a painting using only the medium of mud.
Wow. Look forward to seeing that.
Yeah. Frank Auerbach springs to mind. Okay, thanks very much for hearing about your highlights, Sally.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye.
And the toast on the campfire is coming on really well. That bit's not too shabby, not too blackly burned. So now I'm speaking to Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hello.
So, Jane, tell us about something you've been doing on the retreat.
We had a young person's group thing in a tent the other night. And it was really nice to meet other young people from all over the world, like from some of them New York, from Mexico, and... I think a couple from Italy as well.
Wow.
I've just never really spoken to any other young people apart from London, really.
All right. Yeah. Okay. What sort of issues were you discussing?
It's more like kind of the Sangha growing in. Yeah. Well, I spoke to a lady from New York, and she was saying that Sangha in New York is still quite kind of relatively small.
Uh-huh.
It's quite new.
Yeah.
So she's just thinking of ways to how to kind of expand that, really.
Yeah.
And I think they only got one older member there in America, which is not that many, really, compared to us in London. Chatting, having fun, and having a campfire and sing along.
Yeah, fantastic.
Really nice.
Yeah, great, fantastic. So which centre in London do you go to?
I go to London Buddhist Centre, LBC in Bethnal Green.
Yeah. And is there quite a big young person sangha there?
Yeah, it's a lot bigger than other places, as I've just slowly realised. We have quite a big team going on.
And did you travel here with a bunch of those people?
Yes, yeah. I think there were about 10 of us, but in total I think there are probably 20 of us from LBC.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's really lovely to travel with a good-sized group, yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice, yeah.
Great. Okay, listen, Jane, thanks very much. It was good to hear about your group.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to go away and pester some more people.
Oh.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Okay, so now I'm laughing and I'm standing. I've moved away from the campfire and the toast. I'm standing in the gorgeous Adistana courtyard. You might not be able to hear the bell ringers in Coddington. Beautiful ambient sound of English bell ringing. Mm-hmm. So I'm here with Yvan. Tell us about some of the stuff you've been doing this weekend and some of your highlights.
Oh, one of my highlights. It's just... so many friends as well. It's just see as well other people that just been coming to the centres and then coming to this big event and, you know, and engaging with the elements and enjoying them more. And just, and especially now, it just feels like people are just properly settled. They learn how to camp. They learn how to sleep there.
Yeah.
So it's a nice, just relaxed atmosphere of like, yeah, we're here. This is what we're doing.
Yeah, it's really mellowed in now, hasn't
it? Yeah, it has. So though there's been a few amazing talks, great workshops, and it's just great to be in Adistana, actually, just to see it come into life.
Yeah,
it's just looking great. And yeah, every time I come, it looks more alive. And yeah, this time it just, yeah, it feels like we're bringing more as well. This international retreat is definitely bringing life. It's just great to be here. And,
Great. Just right now, this is just one of these lovely gaps in the program where you've got people hanging out on benches, drinking cups of tea and coffee, and talking with old friends or complete strangers.
No, the music going on in the music tent, people enjoying teas next to the fire. It's funny because it's nice, the fire, because it made sense when it was cold, a bit cold and rainy, but still now it's just a meeting point. The fire is just an excuse to sit in a circle and chat with new people. So you walk around and you see people relaxing, drinking tea. The sun is shining, it's pretty warm.
So many people have been speaking about Vadika's talk that he gave yesterday. A number of people I've heard saying that that was something that they'd been hoping or waiting to hear. And it wasn't that they knew exactly what it was that they wanted to hear and that they needed, but as soon as they were hearing him give that talk.
And it was amazing, the response as well. I was joking that it was almost like being in America, people stand up clapping very loud, like in the TED talks. So it was a really, really, really good talk. I was personally very moved and excited. I highly recommend it. I think I already said that please do hear the talk or see the video as soon as he's there.
Great. Okay, so that's us trailing Vadika's talk on on capitalism, a Buddhist response. Catch you later. Still in the courtyard, and this time I'm sitting here with Suvadra. Hi, Suvadra.
Hi, Dasani.
So I've been going around menacing people and asking them about highlights and impressions of the weekend. There's been loads happening, but maybe could you just give us a sense of an impression or a sense that you have of what's been happening?
Sure, many, many things have been happening, and one of the things I really appreciated is that this site at Adistana has been large enough and sort of spaced enough for us all to enjoy ourselves fully, and not quietly, with music and laughter and so on, but at the same time it's been so held that Sangharakshita hasn't felt disturbed.
Great.
Although he's been a bit ill, he hasn't been disturbed by it, and he's really enjoyed that people have had such a great weekend.
I'm finding it astonishing, people who've been in contact with Tri Ratna for a few months, 6 months, a year or so, are having this opportunity to come to this facility which we're building in to becoming an important heart of the order. These people who are just beginning a sense of a relationship with the order, and already they've had that tremendous welcome, experience, that hospitality. Thanks.
Welcome.